You're listening to The Startup with Monique Leray, only on LA Talk Radio.
How's it going, Los Angeles? This is The Startup with Monique Leray. I'm Monique Leray, here for a fresh check-in episode. I hope you guys are doing well, and happy Sunday. So excited to have our first guest. Before we have her on, I want to just give some shout-outs to everybody that helped with Peggy Townes' virtual birthday. Thank you to Aegis Formulas. Thank you to Sorghum United and the Sorgo Squad and everybody involved. Happy birthday, Peggy. We're looking forward to do many more partnerships with you. And we've got some pretty cool announcements, including some things we're doing around the Cannes Film Festival in May. I can't believe it's already March 30th. So stick around, guys. There'll be some announcements there. But without further ado, we have our first guest, our only guest today. With pleasure, we have Sylvia Gordon from Medicare Mama. Sylvia, welcome to The Startup.
Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Thank you so much for making time on a Sunday to spread the good news about what you're doing. We cover all startups, all mid-scale businesses here. So we want to give you an opportunity to go ahead and share with us how you started Medicare Mama and who this is for. So we'll go full screen.
So the Medicare family is my son's company, and I help my son. And this was kind of an accident because I started posting videos on TikTok during the pandemic because specifically my younger daughters told me that there was no way that retirees would be on TikTok. They were on TikTok all day long. And I said, retirees are everywhere. So just watch me. And they wouldn't teach me how to do it. So it was really hard to figure it out. And now I have over 300,000 followers on TikTok, and they're all people my age or older. So it's been really gratifying, one, to show my kids they were wrong, and two, to just pull out my phone and be able to help retirees all over the country. And I post several videos a day.
Wow. I love this organic startup story. And it came from just getting your kids back. No, just kidding. It came from a good place. Yeah. So tell me, you know, I'm always interested in how these concepts come aboard, right? Like, we're minding our own business and here's a business idea, or here's just a fun concept. So tell me, you know, do you remember what you were doing when you got this idea? Was it just from you navigating in your own life?
So my primary job for 30 years is I've been a national trainer for insurance agents. So I have tried for a decade to get other women to take on this concept of Medicare Mama and the branding and do what I'm doing, and nobody would do it.
Yeah.
So finally I said, okay, I'm going to do it. Even though I already had a full-time job as a trainer, I said, I'll just do this on the side for fun, and I'll prove to you guys that it can be done. And so then it was phenomenally successful, and I ended up having a lot of fun.
This is like a dream job, and you could do it from your home. And congratulations on over 250,000 followers on TikTok. That is really, really phenomenal. I mean,
I have hundreds of thousands of followers on all the other platforms too.
Yeah.
So it's gone crazy because retirement is really hard and it's dry. So I just took my crazy personality and I said, here's me. If you like it, I will teach you. And people said, yeah, we like it because you make it not so boring and dry.
I'm really glad that you're giving us the heads up here on The Startup, because you're right. I guess this isn't something we think about. We work really hard all our lives. We expect to be able to lean into, you know, into retirement and closing things out and go get a boat or go live on an island or go do whatever it is that you want to do in those years. And I guess you're right. I'm not thinking about that, right? I'm not thinking, oh, this is going to be hard. So what are some things that we should be, what age group should we be having a heads up on this? What can we do to kind of forewarn and forearm ourselves, if you will, in this regard?
So ideally, you'd be starting to learn about this in your 50s, but people don't have time to learn about this in their 50s. They're still busy trying to get their kids through college and married, and they're still trying to take care of their aging parents. They don't have time to worry about retirement, and retirement doesn't really start to hit you until your 60s. So most people put it off to the very last minute, and then it's like drinking from a fire hose because there's so much to learn. That would have been a lot easier if they would have learned a little bit, you know, through the last decade. People don't have time for it. Not you, not anybody. Unless you're called to help your parents, You know, if you're helping your parents, then you're getting into the weeds here. But most people, they start looking into retirement about 60, because Social Security retirement, the earliest you can choose to take your Social Security is 62. Hmm. And a lot of people do take it at 62.
Huh. What's the median age that you're finding for America? Yeah, like what, you know, demographic, like maybe we can even take it region by region, but what's the average age, would you say?
Age for Social Security?
That they start taking it. You said it begins at 62, right?
Yes. So you can take it anywhere between 62 and 70. That is your choice. There's a lot of strategy involved, and you get a vastly more money if you wait till 70 than if you take it at 62. So what age do most people take it? 62. Yeah. About 33% of people take it at 62. Mm-hmm. And then it's spread out between all the other ages. You know, 5% take it each year.
Yeah.
Most people do not wait till take it till 70. Only about 5% wait to get the maximum amount.
Okay.
The majority of people take it as early as possible, mm-hmm. which is 62.
Yeah. Yeah, that makes sense. I mean, also with all due, you don't know when you're going to kick the can, right? I mean, like, right. I mean, you can do that before you even get, it's not
right.
Me, but
some people never live long enough to draw any Social Security.
Wow.
Now, Medicare doesn't start till 65.
Okay.
Which causes its own confusion, because if you do decide I am out, I'm getting my money as soon as possible, who knows if it's going to be here, right? I'm going to get whatever I can at 62. Medicare healthcare won't start till 65. So if you quit your job, now you have 3 years that you don't have health insurance, and that becomes another problem.
So do you find that people are taking part-time jobs to kind of fill in that healthcare gap, but then that makes them, that disqualifies them, right? If they're working.
You can work part-time. So it's very important that they understand you can draw Social Security early. Mm-hmm. Early means any age prior to your full retirement age. So if you were born in 1960 or thereafter, like I was, your full retirement age will be age 67. So if you want to draw before your full retirement age, so 62, 3, 4, 5, 6, then you can only work part-time. Now, what they define as part-time changes every year. This year, it means your part-time job doesn't earn you more than $23,400. Gross annual income. So you can work a part-time job, yeah, and get your Social Security. Now your Social Security is reduced when you take it early. So all those people that take it at 62, they're giving up 30% every month.
Wow.
30%. Now, 30% is a whole lot better than you got nothing because you died, right? So
that's true.
And who cares that you could get 30% more by waiting till 67 if you can't pay your bills now?
That's right. You're not living. You're not retiring either.
Right.
You're not doing anything.
So yeah. You can retire. A lot of people, they can't do their job. Their job is just too physically demanding, or it's emotionally destroying them. They can't do it.
Yeah.
So they retire 62. They get their Social Security. And they work a part-time job. Maybe they're you know, they're working at Lowe's or something more low stress.
Yeah.
And they can make that work.
Wow. Wow. This is really interesting. Now you've got me thinking, because it comes quick. I mean, I'm like, okay, I just turned 47, but oh my gosh, in a minute I'll be 50, and I'm already freaking out about that. I mean, you know, it's so what, okay. So you said probably in your early 60s, you said in your 50s, you should be looking at this, but most people do not, unless they have to, right? Like, unless something pushes them to look at this.
Yeah. I mean, ideally, you'd be learning it a little bit as you're going along.
Okay.
But it changes a lot. So I have people all the time, they call us and they say, hey, I'm going to retire in 3 years. Let's talk. It's like, it's too early to talk about Medicare, because a lot will change in 3 years. So it's good for you to just do a little bit on your own, just familiarizing yourself with how Social Security and Medicare work, because you're going to be on Social Security and Medicare for the rest of your whole life.
Wow.
You know, you're going to be on them for, 20 years. 20 years. And there's a lot of moving parts and a lot of decisions you'll have to make in your 60s. So you don't have to go hard on your education in your 50s. but it'd be good to start, you know, watching some videos, reading some art, just a little bit.
Yeah. And we can get this. I think that you've done the legwork for us. So I'm excited. You've got a book coming out in about 4.5-5 days. Tell us what you have coming out, Sylvia.
So my followers have asked me to write a book for 4 years. And somehow I decided to do it. I can't even imagine that I did.
You got it.
So they better go read this book. So it's Medicare Mama's Guide to Medicare and Social Security Retirement. Now, I could have written 8 books, okay?
Yeah.
There's, you know, there's but so I, what I did is I oversimplified. People accuse me of oversimplifying. I'm like, girl, that's my goal. I am trying to oversimplify.
Yeah.
Medicare and then Social Security retirement, not Social Security disability, not disabled adult child. There's lots more. That's why I specified retirement. I also threw in stuff, some simple estate planning, because I was an estate planning attorney before I started with Medicare insurance.
Wow.
So I talk a little bit about some estate planning choices that you'll have to make. Medicaid for people that are low income. So I go into a little bit more than just Social Security and Medicare, but it's not a book that people are going to sit down and read. You know, this is not a cover to cover fun book. This is more like a workbook that you're going to have when you get ready to retire. And you're going to read different chapters at different times in your life when they pertain to you.
So smart. And she's a lawyer, folks. Hello. So we're getting it from someone that really knows what they're talking about. I'm kind of excited that you did this because it's funny. I was speaking with my aunt a few years ago and we were like, there needs to be something where people plan different phases of the experience and it speaks to the tab in your life. Like if someone passes away and then what you're facing. Right. And this is really smart that you've taken this on and you've kind of bookend it with some of your experiences and other parts that kind of link in, right? Like there's different tentacles to this thing. So I like that. And you guys, you can just jump at the front of the table of contents and read like what you have coming up next, what, you know, what pertains to your life and your family member. So I really like that you're chronicling this and making this. Now, how many pages is it, Sylvia? No, I'm just kidding. is it the Reader's Digest?
No, it is a monster. So first of all, for my readers, because my readers are older, I made the font larger than standard books.
Oh, okay.
So there's that. It's not a traditional large print, but it's larger. And it's a larger book. It's 7x10. So it's like a big workbook. And then it's 360 pages.
Oh my gosh. So, how long did it take you to do that?
Yeah, like a year.
Wow.
The just icing on the cake here is that the government is crazy changing stuff right now.
Yep.
And so I have a QR code in the front of the book that says, hey, if you heard about a change, go to this QR code and I will give you whatever details are applicable, whatever time you're reading this book.
Smart, smart, smart. And you know what? I like that you can tie in like seminars and updates. I mean, this is a startup that's scaling and going to continue to scale. And I don't think that you're going to ever be done with this, Sylvia. I think that this is going to be an ever-changing project for you.
Yep. It'll have to be updated every year for eternity. I think about 16,000 people turn 65 every day right now. The baby boomers still.
Yeah.
And so that's in 16,000 people that don't know where to start. And every day they go to our website, themedicarefamily.com, and they're like, I am so embarrassed that I don't know where to even start.
Yeah.
And I always say, hey, you're in good company. Everybody says that, you know, you're not alone.
Yeah. And you're really smart, the foresight to do this and find this niche. Sounds like the niche found you. Sound like it was a challenge by your kids and you met the moment. And I'm really grateful to you. I think that you're going to have some longevity, obviously, here. There's, like you said, when we were casting on a show back in the day at MTV, I would always tell my recruiters, someone's always turning 18. Someone's always turning 21. You're right. Always going to have new cast members for the show. So you're always going to have new cast members that need your help. Medicare Mama, give us all your socials. Where can we find you? Are you doing any virtuals? Are you taking on any clients? Where can we find you?
So you can, if you need help with Medicare, you can go to our website, themedicarefamily.com. Three generations of my family have helped people with Medicare insurance. We've helped for 45 years. So it's a true old-fashioned family business. So you can find The Medicare Family on YouTube. I have thousands of videos, long, detailed videos on YouTube. You can find me on TikTok, Facebook. We have a private Facebook group where I do private lives and private stuff over there. And on, of course, on TikTok. Yeah. And on Instagram, I'm Medicare Mama. So you can find me.
Well, we love this. Sylvia, thank you so much. I think I will be checking in with you soon. I have some family members that meet that age bracket. Thank you for what you do. And you seem happy about it. I mean, you said you're having fun.
It is so much fun because I know all this stuff. I learned it all as a trainer, but I worked with insurance agents, not with the public. So now I'm just reaching out directly and helping everybody's grandma. And it is really gratifying, you know, because I reach people all over the whole country.
You're doing good. You're doing angel work. Okay. Everybody loves their grandma for the most part. Right.
So
we want grandma and grandpa to be in good hands. You guys look up Miss Sylvia Gordon. She's doing the work that needs to be done here with Medicare Mama. Let's make sure we give her a shout out and continue to support her by getting her book that launches on the 4th of April, Amazon and where books are sold. Right.
So yep.
Yep. Sounds really good. We'll come back and check in with this later this year and let's see how things have gone. All right. Be well. And we'll see you next week, guys, on the Startup, what we start up today.
You're listening to The Startup with Monique Leray, only on LA Talk Radio.